Hi, I'm Alex from the Wild Family. You probably know me by now. Today I'm gonna do my own podcast, like you guys asked for a very long time. I don't really know how to start this. You guys had a lot of requests, so I guess we're just gonna jump into it. So, my story starts technically in Granada. I don't really know when I came to Granada exactly. Which year? I think it was, let me see,
16.
I think it was beginning 16. Yeah, must have been beginning of 16 there I came to Granada. Came there with my ex-girlfriend I left Sweden with. There is another story. But we were hanging around in Granada, broke up, and after a breakup, I technically started squatting with a couple of Germans first. I lived in their squat for a couple of weeks before I moved out of their squat up to the cave area, where we call it the German side of the mountain, because it technically was 90% of the people who lived in that cave area was Germans. But I never moved into a cave really. I lived in a tent down in the alley by the caves for a longer time, and hanged around up in the caves. And I got invited to do the Dragon Festival. If people know what that is, people know what it is. So I went there. Did a few days under the Dragon Festival, then I went back to Granada and moved into another squat area with a couple of other Germans. Apparently I like Germans. But there I lived for several months together with them in this squat area. First I lived together with two Germans in one squat. Then I moved into my own section of house, kind of. Then one of the guys I first lived with moved into me again, into this other squat. There we lived, I think, maybe 3 months together in that squat. Then after that, I moved out because of complications between each other. Then I met a man who said that I could come up to where he lived in the caves in Granada. So I thought I looked that up and joined him up to the caves and took the look, and there was two caves available, one bigger cave and one smaller, and I thought I'm just one person, so I don't need that big, so I took the smaller cave. I don't really know. Technically, the first thing you do when you move into a cave is that you make sure that you take out all old, like, furniture, mattress, well, whatever is in there, and make sure that you... What I did was I burned out the cave. Like you take all the trash and all the shit that you're slaying around the inside, and you put it in the end of the cave, and you smoke everything out technically. Then what I did in my cave, I started renovating it more like, so it will be nicer to technically live in. So I choose to keep having the natural floor without putting any planks or wood or whatever on the floor. So I choose to have a natural floor. And what you do is that you're watering the floor multiple times over and over and over again, and let the water sink in and dry up and sink in and dry up, and that technically makes it to a natural concrete, and it's hard for bugs and insects and ants and stuff like that to crawl up through the ground because it's too compact for them. Then technically what you do, you kind of do it like so it's home friendly for you. You take like furniture, like polsters that you find on the street, and mattresses, and being creative with tables, and you buying candles and stuff like that. I build my own fireplace out of a bigger kind of can that I find, like tin or metal can that I find, or like was more, how to say it, like a barrel that I find. I built my own fireplace from, and connected it through some metal tubes that I find and shit like that, and use clay to compact. It's a lot of clay working when you live in a cave. So technically all you need to do is being creative with what you have around you. So I built my own door system and stuff like that, and decorated it as I wanted inside with like a sofa area, and then I had my bed area. I had my puppy that I had when I lived in Granada as well, living in the cave together with me. Visitors, you can always bring visitor over if they feel like they want to come up in the cave. It takes you about an hour to walk up in the cave I lived in from inner city Granada, so it's a bit of a walk, but it's worth it. You have the most stunning view in whole Granada from there as well. You technically just maintain it as it would be your house. The best thing with having a cave, especially during the summer season, is that it's technically always 18 degrees in the cave. Doesn't go over or under that type of degrees. It's about 16 to 18 degrees in the caves all the time, year round. So it's very nice, especially during the hot summer seasons here in Spain. And Granada is one of the cities that actually gets extremely hot during the summer season. So it's very nice. Well, what you do when you live in a cave, you technically just hang around and just maintain it as you want, you know. It's like your home. You just maintain it as you want. I cleaned outside the cave, cut it down, like a lot of nasty bushes and branches that was growing over and stuff like that, so it looked nicer, and did it more like welcoming, you know, like my own little garden. I wanted to, before I moved out and stuff like that, I wanted to build my own garden outside the cave with like tomatoes and other form of plants, you know, do it a little bit more sustainable for myself up there. Because I didn't know how long I was gonna live up there. I didn't know if I was gonna live there for the rest of my life, or if I was just gonna live there a couple of months, or whatever. So I had a lot of plans for the cave that I lived in, but never really came to the point where I actually started any gardening thinking there. You can. I know it's a lot of people in others. Caves that have solar panel systems and stuff like that, if you want to kind of go further into it. I know a lot of people who want to get solar panels for the caves to have electricity year round instead of living on candles. Personally, I would not recommend it, because you have a lot of people living up in these caves that is not the most honorable people, so they would probably come and steal your stuff when you're not around. So I never thought about investing that type of stuff, because sooner or later there will probably be somebody trying to steal it from me. So that is also a thing to think about when you live in a cave, that it's people who knows about these cave systems, it's people knowing that people live up in them and stuff like that. So never leave any valuable stuff in your cave, like wallet or anything like that, because you never know if it's somebody gonna try to climb into your cave or not, you know. Even if you have a lock on it, it's not the best, you know. You don't have a security in that way, so it's always something to think about as well. How you get clean and stuff when you live in a cave like that, it's different from different people to people. Some build their own shower systems and stuff like that. People go really hardcore on living in this cave sometimes. Like you see really fantastic looking caves where they have kitchens, and like I said earlier, with solar panels, so they have electricity, so they can have fridge and stuff like that. I technically built a hole down in the ground and had a stone, a bigger stone over it, and that was kind of my fridge, and that is how I stored things to keep it cool. Or I hang like bread and vegetables and stuff like that up in nets or bags up in the roof, so in case of you have rats or any type of other kind of animals like that try to steal it, and you hang it kind of in the middle area of the cave so they can't reach it. It's also smart thinking, like hang all your food up in the roof if you have no real storage for it, because animals can't reach it that good. How I got showered, I went to, I can't remember the I think it's Comedor in Spanish. It's kind of in Granada, you go to kind of a hospital which is church related, I think, and there you get food and you get free healthcare, actually not the best, but you get it. And they have showers that you can, you go there and you book a shower time, and then you're coming and taking a shower before the street kitchen open. So technically you can come there and have a shower. Everything I think was between 11 and 12 in the morning. If you book the time between there, you can come and have a shower. They're giving away free clothes and stuff like that if you're in need of it, and it's a pretty good system. And then 12 o'clock to I think it's 1 o'clock, so in an hour span you have food service as well during daytime, so it's where you can get food. In the evenings I did a lot of dumpster diving and recycle and stuff like that, where I went a lot and did technically dumpster diving to get food and other type of supplies that I wanted. And as I said, on my homemade fireplace, I could cook food as well on it. So I had pots and pans and stuff like that. I live pretty close to a cemetery with my cave, and there you have water, so you have like your 8-liter bottle supplies of water that you're going and refilling and bringing back to the cave, so you always have water. And dishes you do in a big bucket that you have if you don't have other type of ways of doing dishes and stuff like that. And cleaning, it's technically you have a brush, and then you brush out the worst dust and shit that you have in your cave. It's just like this technically daily base things. Entertainment, I was actually reading a lot of books, especially during the summer season when I lived up in the cave, because it's too hot to hang around in the city. Believe it or not, I slept a lot during daytime because you couldn't go out. So I slept through a lot of the days, actually, because there's nothing else you can do. You have nobody to meet up. It's nothing going on in the city or anything like that. So everyone meet up when the sun comes down. It's when the city starts to come to alive, so it's when you're going down, and then you hang around in the city until 3-4 in the morning, and then you go up to the cave, and then you technically go to bed, and then you're waking up around 3-4 in the afternoon if you don't waking up earlier and go to the Commodore and eating and having a shower and stuff like that. Then after you've been in the Commodore, then you're going up to your cave again, and there you hang around until like 6-7, even 8 o'clock in the evening, before the sun really comes down and you can actually be outside because it's cooler. The heat is a living hell up in Granada. I remember when I lived up there was 52 degrees in the shade in August, so it was not really nice. But it was horrible, thank God for my cave. It happens that it's a lot of people actually passing by your cave and during daytime, or and stuff like that, because it's like walking trails through the mountains there as well in Granada. Quite often I invited people for a cup of coffee or tea or stuff like that, especially if there was English talking or something like that, because I couldn't talk much Spanish. Met quite a lot of nice people just passing by the caves. I never encountered there is just somebody popping in their head in the cave in that way. Just kind of infiltrate your privacy. Never really had that, you know. People maybe come up and like are curious and stuff like that. I never encountered that anyone just steps in and making space into your cave. They kind of know that people are living in there, so I think they're taking big respect to that as well. So and some people actually think it's quite nice that you invite them for a cup of tea or cup of coffee or something like that. Happened I invited people for eating as well, because I had food done and stuff like that, and it was too much for me. So it happened quite often also that I got invited people in that way. Invited quite a lot of friends over, and we did smaller parties and stuff like that, cooked food together and just had a nice evening. So you can always do small events with your friends and stuff like that as well if you want. Like the caves and squatter community in Granada is very open with each other. Everyone is always welcome to each other. Like you the squatters knows the cavers and the cavers knows the squatters, if you can say it like that. And you're always welcome over if you're a good friend. So it's actually very nice when you have like friends coming over and you're cooking food together and you're listening to good music and hang around in the evening and stuff like that. It's very nice. And then you have like this view over the mountains and valleys and everything. Like I could see to Santa Fe from my cave. So it was pretty impressive how big view you have. The reason why I moved out of my cave was because I wanted to travel and see more. I lived in Granada in total over nearly 9 months, and it got too much for me. It got too boring. I saw nothing new and stuff like that, and I just hanged around on the same places with the same people, and it got boring. So I decided to leave, and I wanted to leave up to Bilbao, but I came south instead, and that is for the other podcast that I will do next time if you guys are interested in hearing more of that story. I'm gonna end here, and I hope you guys enjoyed my bullshit here. Was pretty fun talking. I hope that you guys enjoy it, and I wish you guys a great day, evening, morning, or whatever it is by you when you listen to this. Take care. Love, Alex.